This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it is another Thursday, which means it's time for Cinema Chat. My co-host, as always, is the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor. And Russ Collins, have you grown a ponytail yet?
Well, you know, the way that you have a difficult time getting haircut, I'm working on it whether I intend to or not.
Yeah,
I'm
turning mountain man myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And shaving is kind of optional these days in ways that isn't typical either. So, but I don't have a beard.
You don't?
I don't have a beard yet, no.
I'm working on it. Apparently, I have just a ton of estrogen coursing through my veins, and therefore my beard is rather spotty.
Yeah, well, that's the way it turns out sometimes. Well, so, you know, last week we started offering Michigan Theater popcorn on Tuesdays and Fridays. So we hope that there's folks out there that are still longing for that special Michigan Theater popcorn, and we'll have that available on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, we also, that's our special member days, which is why we do it on Tuesday. We also do cocktail cinema on Tuesday. And this week, coming up on Tuesday, we're doing a couple of 1950s Alfred Hitchcock films, Rear Window and Vertigo. Rear Window stars Grace Kelly and Jimmy Stewart, as well as Raymond Burr. And Vertigo stars Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak.
Both great
Barbara
movies.
Barbara Bel Geddes, who's got quite a heritage. Barbara Bel Geddes was the daughter of a very famous scenic designer that worked in theater, and she also was in Dallas for many, many years. But these two Hitchcock films are classics that are considered some of the best films that were made, and we're really looking forward to doing that, as well as serving cocktails that were popular in the 1950s. So join us.
So what's
there.
What's on the menu then this week, you know?
Well, so our bar artist, Alan Collins, will come up to that. We'll have probably the modern martini. So the martini actually started back in the 1920s, which is much different than the martinis that people seem to order these days. But you'll have to tune in and get the full details on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 to 7:30 is the cocktail party, and then 7:30 to 8:30, we're going to talk about Vertigo and Rear Window. We're also actually putting into place a series that we were going to do in March and April, and we were going to celebrate the films of Abbas Kiarostami, who's an Iranian filmmaker, a very, very excellent filmmaker. His film Taste of Cherry won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, and that film was part of a trilogy that also included Close Up and The Wind Will Carry You. He has a film out that we're going to celebrate his work called Where is the Friend's House?
We're all asking that question today, aren't we?
Exactly. It's poignant and appropriate on several levels here. And there's going to be a screening of that on Monday at 7 o'clock. And Nick Alderink, who's our film programmer, is going to be there, as well as some scholars from the University of Michigan to talk about this particular film and the work of Abbas Kiarostami. So tune in on Monday at 7 o'clock for Where is the Friend's House? And then tune in on Tuesday next week for cocktail cinema with a couple of Hitchcock films.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It's proven to be a lot of fun so far. And then you can pick up your popcorn on Tuesday before as well.
Right. Now, there's a movie coming out that is going to be right up the alley for those who listen to music here on WEMU.
We are very proud to present Up From the Streets, New Orleans, the City of Music.
Yes,
it opens
indeed.
Tomorrow. So you can log on to the Michigan Theater website and watch that film starting tomorrow. A portion of the proceeds from that screening will go to the State of Michigan Theater. It will also go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival COVID-19 Relief Fund.
Oh, that's great.
And this film, Up From the Streets, New Orleans, the City of Music, celebrates not only the city of New Orleans, the whole ethos of that French city it's a much, much different city than most of the cities in the United States because of that French heritage, and the way that the African American population was treated even back in the 1700s, and the music just imbues that city in such a wonderful way. It is the home of jazz. And it was that clash of African-American culture and European culture that created this fabulous music that is celebrated every day, the blues and jazz, and New Orleans was the epicenter of that.
And so, it's a documentary, correct?
It is a documentary that was put together and features Terrence Blanchard. The director is Michael Murphy, and they celebrate Louis Armstrong, Mahalia Jackson, Professor Longhair, Fats Domino, Alan Toussaint, Dr. John, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and in the film are Harry Connick Jr., Wynton Marsalis, Bradford Marsalis, Robert Plant, Bonnie Raitt, it's just a fabulous, fabulous documentary that celebrates jazz. But celebrates jazz in the celebration of that great city, New Orleans.
And again, it is the sound tomorrow of WEMU, and if you enjoy what you hear here, you're going to want to see that, and it begins on Friday. This is 89.1 WEMU. It is Cinema Chat, and we're talking with our good friend Russ Collins and EMU Professor Emeritus Dr. Henry Aldridge. He's got some stuff going on for us as well.
That's right. A few weeks ago, we released a Movies 101, the first class on narrative structure, and that's been playing for a while, and that's about how a screenplay is put together and then subsequently how a movie is put together. The released right now is the second class in Movies 101, which is about film sound, not only the music, but the sound effects and how sound really affects the way that you perceive a movie. Now, opening on the 17th of May is the Movies 101 on editing, and on the 24th of May on mise-en-scène, which is the visual elements of a film. So these are great classes, very popular. There is a cost for them, but it does support the Michigan Theater. Henry Aldridge did these as out of the goodness of his heart, and we're so happy and proud that we're able to offer these during this time of lockdown. Now, a special screening that is going to be a lot of fun and very bizarre is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Is that a thing?
It's a cult film from the 1980s. It's extremely
campy. I somehow missed that.
And so Killer Clowns from Outer Space will have a special Twitch screening. So you'll, at 9 o'clock, everyone will log on to Netflix and watch this film together. And via Twitch, the community that logs on can share their comments and mocking and celebration of this cult, campy, sci-fi horror picture from 1988. Now, there's three other films that were opening up this Friday. Jose, which is a Guatemalan film about a 19-year-old gay man who is trying to put his life together in a place that gay life is not embraced at all, especially in the neighborhood that Jose grew up in. On a Magical Night is about a woman who, after 20 years of marriage, decides to leave the marriage. She moves across the street from the marital home, and it's kind of a weird film. It's called On a Magical Night. And then the documentary that came out a couple years ago, RBG.
That was a huge hit in this area.
Absolutely. It's being re-released online, and that's going to be on Friday. What a marvelous, marvelous person, and a very, very good documentary. If you missed Driveways from last week, which is we presented in honor of the late actor Brian Dennehy.
They're saying this might be one of his best performances, and it is obviously most certainly his last.
It is, and it really is a terrific film. We opened it last week, and it continues to play. If you haven't seen the Pauline Kael documentary called What She Said, The Art of Pauline Kael, it's playing. A film that is really liked by NPR listeners is The Booksellers, which is a documentary about independent bookstores, and it is a charming film. And then Everybody Loves Cat Videos, and that's still playing right now. Now, there's we've got some extended things that aren't really movies, but they're captures of other really interesting things that happened. The National Theatre of Great Britain is streaming their performances, and you can check that out by going to the Michigan Theatre website. The Penny Stamps lectures that happen every Thursday during the school year are playing. The Metropolitan Opera Theater Works, and for kids, these theater work shows are great if you're stuck there with kids and want something great and interesting for them to look at.
A lot of choices to be made, and again, thanks to you, the Michigan Theater Foundation, and the entire staff at the Michigan and State Theaters for making sure that we have these options while we continue to stay at home. I think it's a great idea, and remember, you can support the Michigan Theater simply by logging in and taking a peek at what there is to be had. Russ Collins, thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk to everybody online next week, and see you at the movies at home. Stay safe.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you are listening to Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department here at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.